Hello, guys and gals. It's your man, brand new you, coming at you with a brand new podcast, sounding like a cartoon because someday I would like to get into voice acting and get paid for it.
Anyways, my dream is to do animation, do my own voices, and then other people might see what I do and, you know, hire me to work on some things, you know. Like I could do music, making beats, singing, rapping, but I also make sound effects. I can, like I said, make beats, so I make unique sounding, like video game sounding stuff. And Lord willing, hopefully someday I can actually make my own point and click adventure games or even other style games. But my favorite of all time has always been like these choice-based games where you make choices, like, you know, the Telltale games, or, you know, like other classic point and click adventure games, like Monkey Island or King's Quest. So I'd like to do like Bible based ones, you know, based on chapters or books in the Bible, or just even little stories, you know, based on one little character that you haven't heard much about, and maybe kind of exploring backstories the way the Christian animation Superbook did. You know, they kind of put some stuff in there that, you know, is not in there, like the little kids traveling with their little robot and maybe a dog or some pet or something. I don't know if the pets traveled through time and space with them, but it's kind of a fun little thing that explores like the streets of Jerusalem and the times that Jesus lived, and, you know, he lives now because he's resurrected. Revelation 1:18, look at that. But, you know, I'm talking about before he went to the cross, lived, you know, he lived, he died, he rose again on high. That's a song, y'all. If y'all aren't from church and raised in a Christian environment like me, you know, for the most part, I was in church my whole life, you know, first off as a Catholic as a kid, but then 12, you know, get introduced to the gospel and get born again and, you know, saved and stuff, you know, and from then on it was more non-denominational churches and some Pentecostal, but I've leaned more non-denominational my whole, you know, walk with Jesus, you know, just staying away from the whole, like, hey, my church is the best, you know, this and that. You know, it's about Jesus Christ and his kingdom, and yeah, just focus on Jesus and his people and the lost, you know, being found and trying to turn them to point them to Jesus. You know, you're not always gonna win, you know, you might win some, you might lose some, and it's a sad thing to watch people walk away from God. You're trying to point them to the truth, but it's like you lead a horse to water but you can't make it drink. You know, you lead them through the desert and you get to the final place and say, here's the water trough and I know you're thirsty, and they're like, ah, I don't need that. I'm going to find something somewhere else. You know, that don't look good to me. You're like, well, this is it. You know, this is all you're going to find. And they're like, I don't know. I think I can do without. And it's the saddest thing, you know. Because I've seen people that are totally prideful, proud, say they won't believe in God because, you know, God will forgive. They think God is unjust for forgiving the most heinous acts of sin, you know, and it shows that they believe in karma. They believe in a works-based gospel that God just will, you know, punish all who do bad and reward all who do good, and that's how you get, you know, saved or not saved. But that's kind of basing things on every world religion but Christianity. Christianity preaches that it's not what you do that saves you, but what Jesus did. And that's why Matthew 7:21 exists, that says many will come in that day, saying, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy and cast out demons in your name? And he'll say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. That means he never knew them. All they had was religion and works and, oh, look what I did. I helped an old lady cross the street. Oh, look what I did. I cast some demons out and I got a deliverance ministry. Oh, I'm feeding the hungry. I'm doing this and that in Jesus' name or God's name or whatever. It's even if they're, you know, claiming it's in Jesus' name, it's a different Jesus because, you know, they don't believe in grace. They believe in works and trying to perform their way to heaven. And that's not going to work in, you know, God's way of doing things, you know. God's way is one sacrifice that saves all who will believe. And if you don't believe, John 3:16-17 spells it out, you know. He who believes is saved and not condemned, but he who doesn't believe is condemned already. So and Acts 4:12 says there's no other name under heaven by which we can be saved. And John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father except through me, you know. And so there's several scriptures that people ignore or pretend don't exist, or say they'll make that lame claim that oh, they changed the Bible, or the Bible's fake, and why would we believe it? It's and all of its cross references. Oh, it's just like, you know, that little what they call it, the atheists call that loop, where you say, oh well, I believe the Bible because the Bible says the Bible's real. You know, that thing that they always say. I can't think of the word right now. Circular reasoning. They always say circular reasoning, but you know, there is surrounding facts beyond the circle of the Bible saying the Bible's real. You know, there's things that surround the Bible in actuality, you know, like archaeology and historical figures and things like the Romans, the Greeks, the Hebrews, the Egyptians, all these different ancient races had some affiliation with the Bible in one way or another, and they leave behind coins and different things with inscriptions that can give you clues to, hey, maybe this stuff did happen, you know. So it's just kind of ignorance and people not really wanting to study because they listen to all this woke garbage saying, hey, you know, like, don't listen to the Bible, you know. And so they don't listen to the Bible because they think it's all fake and history just, you know, never happened apparently, you know. It's just stuff of the past that we should all forget about, like, but we can't live in that kind of ignorance because, you know, history does repeat itself. You know, if you don't know how totalitarians took over before, they'll use the same manipulation tactics to do what they did in the past. And if you can't learn from the past, then how are you going to deal with the present, you know, using the past as a teacher, an example? So and I fall short in not knowing enough history. I wish I could have read more history books in school, you know. And there's a lot of history I don't know that I wish I knew. But and math too, you know, all the stuff that they said, you're going to need this one day. And I don't, like, know half of the stuff that I feel like I should know. But I do know the main thing is the main thing, and the most important thing that we know is that we're saved and secure, and you belong to Jesus, and you believe in his grace and mercy and have received it as a free gift of eternal life. So I know the main and the most important thing, but I still do believe that there are things that, you know, are beneficial to know in helping others to point them to Jesus, you know. Like, you know, a bunch of history, that could be helpful. Just like the Case for Christ movie, you know, this atheist guy does all this, like, research to, you know, find out about Jesus and the crucifixion, trying to prove the Bible wrong, but then ends up proving that it's right, you know. So, anyways, I got into all this talk about the Bible and Jesus and stuff, and, you know, I'm glad to do that. But I do want to talk about music, since this is the Hot Rap Mix Brand New You podcast, but it's also Brand New You, like the new life through Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17. So I got to talk about Jesus, you know, because it's the new life. It's the new life. But I do want to talk about stuff I've been jamming. What is the latest music I've downloaded and purchased and bought for myself on iTunes, which is similar to Apple Music. They're both owned by Apple, but I prefer to use the old school iTunes, which is on my iPhone, which I use like an iPod. And basically, I got two phones. I got an Android, which is one I got at Walmart for like $100-something. And then I forgot how much I paid for the iPhone, but I use it for just Wi-Fi. I don't have the phone connected. I still have the SIM card somewhere and the little thing that will let you activate the service whenever you're ready, but I have yet to do that. I don't know if I ever will. Maybe I will if I ever need a backup phone for whatever reason, but you know, for now I don't want to pay extra bills. I pay prepaid, you know. I buy prepaid phones so that I don't have to get into all this extra garbage, because honestly, going to an actual AT&T store and getting on a plan kind of sucks. It's just like, you know, being on a car note, which I just got on recently. I got a vehicle that I have to pay 5 years for, so that is gonna take a little while unless I come up with a huge sum of money before then. You know, it's possible. I don't want to deny the possibility that I can find ways to make extra money beyond my job before then. Maybe I can do all the stuff I talked about that I dream about doing in the beginning of the video, voice acting or animation or making beats and selling them or freelancing for people or something, you know, like making passive income, you know, off of YouTube or something, ads, making t-shirts or making some sort of course that teaches people how to do stuff and they pay for it. You know, I don't know, there's a ton of stuff that I just have learned about but never applied that I wish I could start applying now, but sometimes I feel drained because I come home from work and this and that and got other stuff to do at home, like staying clean and organized and this and that. I'm going to say this and that a lot, ain't I? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I'm just free-flowing this thing, so y'all bear with me. Anyways, I need to start talking about music. What have I been jamming lately? I've been jamming. Let me scroll. I'm scrolling here. So here's, okay, let me back up before I tell you. I'm scrolling down a little bit more. I think I talked about these other artists in the last episode, but I don't know where I left off at. I know I mentioned Blessed Mode by Kel Mitchell, the guy from Nickelodeon. You know, if you ever watched Nickelodeon like I did back in the day, or even, I don't know, I guess Nickelodeon's still a thing to today's modern generation, but I don't I'm slipping up on my words here. But I don't watch TV like I used to, like as a kid, you know, or even at all. Like, I just watch YouTube now. Everything's internet for me now. And I know people watch TV through the internet. And I mean, if I wanted to, I could watch TV nonstop on Apple TV, get into the subscription there, but I'm trying to avoid bills right now, especially on a car note, you know, like, yeah, there's just a lot of goals right now that I wish I could achieve that I haven't had money for, so I don't think I could afford a subscription, like, for more entertainment, you know, so, but props to Kel Mitchell making moves and bringing in his Nickelodeon audience to the Christian world to introduce them to Christian rap. You know, that's pretty cool. I like that. I like when famous people kind of point people to Jesus, you know, like through their works, you know, through movies, like the PureFlix movies, you know, a lot of people accuse PureFlix of using dragged up actors, you know, people who, you know, fell off in their career and haven't been heard from in years or played in anything major. But I still think that regardless, they have a fan base and people like them, and, you know, they can possibly be used by God to lead people to Christ. You know, I know there is the corny cliche aspect of things, you know, a lot of those corny cliche things are pointed out by YouTubers like Say Goodnight Kevin, which I've talked to him before. I have a podcast episode here on my podcast that if y'all scroll down enough, you can, you know, find my conversation with Kevin McCreary, aka Say Goodnight Kevin. And we, you know, just talked about different things like music and, you know, his, YouTube channel and different things like, you'll just have to listen to it yourself. He has a podcast, or he had a podcast. He had several podcasts that he was on, which I probably mentioned them in my podcast. So if y'all want to check him out, listen to my podcast first and then check him out, you know, get a good introduction to him through my podcast and get an idea for who he is and what he does. But yeah, before I get distracted from what I was talking about, Nickelodeon, Kel Mitchell, oh, actors and stuff, you know, people who are like, people think are washed up or whatever, like, they still have an influence. It might not be quite as big because there's somebody new kind of standing in their place at the forefront of what today people watch, but they still have probably hundreds, maybe thousands of people that still are hot about them, or at least will be hot again if they see that this person has put something out and they check it out and run across and be like, hey, that's such and such, you know, like, that'll still happen, you know, even if they aren't like on the spotlight anymore, like on the major upfront like magazine covers, the biggest names in the stores and TV and radio and everything else, like, they can still pop, you know, sort of in the background, you know, they have, can still have a spotlight of sorts. It's just not going to be the mainstream of it, you know. Anyways, I'm getting on a rant there, kind of getting sidetracked, so before I lose myself in that, Fight of Your Life by Angie Rose, United We Can by Angie Rose, has Bizzle on there, and I can't see the other name because it won't let me look at all the artist info. That's what I kind of don't like about iTunes Music or Apple Music, is you can't click and see who all the other artists are on that song. It just shows what's there is there, you know. I can't click anything to show more. And then there's another one called Aqua, or Agua. My bad, it's Agua. Pretty much probably a play on words, but it's Alex Campos and Angie Rose. It's this year, Pop Latino 2022. So y'all should check that out if you're into that Latino music, especially like with what people like today. People like Cardi B and Ariana Grande. If y'all like those two artists, or even Nicki Minaj or anyone else like Taylor Swift, you'll probably like Angie Rose. And what's good about her is she's Christian. She loves God and puts it in her music, and she's not always like preachy either. She's like, talks about coffee sometimes, and sometimes, you know, just talks about, you know, broke relationships that she's gotten over and like this and that, you know. And her song called Like Gold is basically just reminding people that she's got value as a woman, and she's not just gonna give herself up to anyone, and like, just a bunch of different songs with different messages that I like. You know, I like Angie Rose's music, and she's Puerto Rican and from the Bronx, New York. And I really recommend her as an artist. I remember one of her first songs, if not her first song, Wannabe. And she told me that was just for like a radio mix or like a DJ mix or something back then. And then a lot of people liked her freestyles on Wado Radio Show by DJ Wado. And you can find the YouTube videos of that. They're pretty cool. She's got one with Hee Sun Lee, and then she's got one by herself. I think she was kind of joined to Ja Rockin' back then, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe that was just like a studio that Christian artists would go to, and I'm not sure, because I've been in the Christian rap, but I haven't gotten in deep enough sometimes to know everybody and who they are and what they do exactly. Like, I'm watching from social media, not always being there up in front in person, you know, like I want to be, you know. So I haven't always got the advice and tips that I should, you know, musically in the studio, because I haven't been to a studio yet. I haven't been to a professional studio for somebody to be like, you're doing it wrong. That don't sound good. Like, then I haven't had that kind of feedback yet as an artist, you know. So it's all home play, trial and error, and it's all what I think is good. But I take it to a professional and be like, dude, you're doing it wrong, you know. You should be doing this. You have potential here, but you did this wrong. You put way too much compression, or you put, you know, like, I don't get that kind of feedback like I want to, because I don't go to any professional studios. Like, I've always dreamed of working with Cypreme Productions, you know, Brandon D. LaGarza, or Literati, or Puntin, or Von Juan, or all my favorite Christian rappers, Trey Nine, you know, all these different guys that I've watched for years, since like 2008, but I've kind of lived in my own world, you know, out in the country, in the sticks, doing my own thing, in my own lane, you know. So I've just been a promoter all this time, just kind of trying to tell the world, you know, there's Christian rap, it's cool, y'all, it's cool. You know, I'm trying to tell everybody there's some cool Christian music, because people think it's corny, so I'm trying to break that stigma. I might, you know, be doing the opposite, and people still think it's corny, and I'm making it worse. You know, sometimes, I don't know, maybe sometimes I do a good job, and sometimes I don't. Maybe some people are like, what's this? You know, but, you know, hopefully I'm doing more good than bad, you know, with Christian rap promotion. You know, I've done trial and error, so sometimes I've probably made some error regarding trying to promote Christian rap, you know, like not being professional enough and it showing, you know, or not being consistent and doing it enough, or, you know, and I'm not afraid to sometimes do something different too, and sometimes people don't always resonate with different as easily as other people do. You know, sometimes it vibes with whoever it vibes with. Anyways, another Angie Rose song. It's E6. I don't even know how to say this word. Flux, FLEAUX remix. By Evie McKinney, and that's 2021, so it's fairly recent. It's at least a year old by now, I guess. I don't even remember anything about the song, but I'm sure it's good. You know, I saw it was by Angie Rose, a new single that I hadn't heard of or downloaded it yet, so I was like, I'm gonna buy it just because I love to support Angie Rose. So I got it, and I jam it from time to time, but I jam so many new different songs that sometimes I don't, you know, always remember certain ones, you know. I have a new single. I might have already promoted it and talked about it in the last episode, but I'm going to just say it again. I have a new song called We Overcome. I might have to re-release that one, though, because the volume was like kind of low when I played it on the speakers for people to show it to. I'm like thinking to myself, man, it's kind of not loud enough, you know? So unfortunately I'd have to take the single down, but I'm going to have to copy some of the info. There's some like numbers and stuff that if I want to like retain the information about the actual song's release, if I want to release it again, I can use that same information or something like that and put the audio up, but it's going to have to re-release to all the different stores, and I don't know how long that would take. You know, it was pretty quick releasing that single when I put it out. You know, it was like next day or the same, like 1, 2, 3 days, you know, versus a week or whatever. That there's been songs I've released that it took a little while to get up, and I've already paid for the fee to leave a legacy, so that's what kind of stinks about it. Taking it down is, I don't think I get to keep that, and I have to pay again, so I need to kind of watch it before I release a song, like what I let, you know, get published, you know, like do a little double test that it sounds good in the car. Like I don't want it to just sound good on some little speakers and then go take it to the car and then whoa, what the heck, nobody's gonna jam this in their car. Like I need to do the car test, I need to do the phone test, the speaker, portable speaker, Bluetooth test, and make sure it's vibing on all of it, you know, or bumping, banging, whatever word you use to describe something that's like good, you know, great. I jam to that. I get down to that. I like the song We Overcome. I just don't like the volume of it. So I might have to re-release it, but while you can still listen to it, and if you want to like use one of those YouTube download apps, you can, to download the MP3, and then you can raise up the volume yourself. But I'll probably leave it up, and then you won't probably notice that it's gone before I re-release it. So I don't know when I'm going to do that, because I tend to procrastinate certain things because I got a lot on my plate to kind of figure out and deal with from day to day. Especially as a creative person with so many ideas that I want to do but haven't got around to doing. You know, Lord willing, hopefully I can put out some new songs and put that one back out again. And there's another song that I feel the same way about, was the Love by My Heavenly Father song or whatever it's called. Like, I like that one. I might have to redo the cover art as well. I don't know if anybody takes the We Overcome. I did something really silly with it, and it's like three different, like it's two chickens and a rooster, and like you can see like the lawnmower and some plants, and then me in the front kind of just looking goofy and posing, and then the text on top and bottom, Brand New You, We Overcome. So I don't know, it might not even look that impressive, but my thing about my music is I don't mind looking kind of goofy, because the goofiness kind of comes with my music, because I rap about puppies and kitties and coffee and stuff like that, and there is sometimes I want to have a serious tone, like when I'm rapping about Jesus and the Bible and stuff. There's been silly songs about that too, or like where I kind of use funny voices, but the message itself is serious. Anyways, I want to get into talking about some of these other new songs I've been jamming, because it's already at nearly the 30-minute mark, if not already. So I'm going to just keep talking and tell y'all what else I've been jamming. So there's a song I came across, the new 116 song, or Reach Records song, by Tadashi, Tripoli, and Lecrae. If you don't know who those are, they're from the 116 Click, or from Reach Records. And it's called Respect My Team. That's the new single released this year in 2022. But what's cool about this song is these dudes are basically going a little throwback here. Like the look and the style of the music video looks kind of old school. And they kind of get a little funny in it too. But what's also cool is it kind of brings back the flavor of several years ago when, you know, I was jamming Tadashi, Tripoli, and the Cray. They were like the first guys that you would think of when you talk about Reach Records. Nowadays, people think about Hovi and What Up RG or whoever's part of Reach Records now. I think What Up RG might have left. You know, I know Gavi did because of, you know, like, I don't know if I should talk about the controversy here, but, you know, there's grace for him just like there is for John Christ, who has been restored since. So my hope is restoration for Gavi. It was sexual misconduct, but hopefully, just like John Christ recovered, Gavi will recover. And my hopes, you know, is also the ladies that have been offended or, you know, hurt by whatever happens. You know, I don't know exactly all the details, but, you know, healing for them too, you know. But anyways, Respect My Team by Tadashi, Tripoli, and Lecrae. It just gives me throwback nostalgia. And so if y'all like that, check that out. And another thing is Tadashi in the song says, "I'm a vet, I'm a vet." And it reminded me of Petity, which the song I'm just now mentioning by Lecrae, Tripoli, and Tadashi was 2022. But this song, "I'm a Vet," by Petity, is from 2007. So that's like really throwback. That's like around the time right before I got into Christian rap. Like I got in like 2008, I think. But this song from Soldier Sound Records by Petity, which is P-E-T-T-I-D-E-E, from his Resurrections album, he has that song, "I'm a Vet, I'm a Vet." And he sounds like Thistle. If you haven't heard Thistle, he sounds like Thistle. T-H-I-S apostrophe L. He's got a song called "Windows Down," and that's like my jam right there from Urban Missionary album, or what's the, I don't remember the name, Ex-Hustler. Yeah, maybe that's the album name, Ex-Hustler, the letter X, Hustler. Another song, "Vonimos," by Ray Knowledge and Lucky Luciano, and actually released by Gifted to Flamethrower. So it's a Gifted song featuring Lucky and Ray. And this was this year in 2022. My favorite album by Gifted to Flamethrower was Street Symphony, but he's been on several like albums that are pretty hot, or singles too. Bulldoze City, The City Never Sleeps, The H-Town Cypher, which I heard and seen that Trey Nine, who put that thing on, you know, the Cycles and Cyphers thing for H-Town, Guns Point to God's Point. Several Christian rappers from Houston, CHH Houston is what it's called, performed in, you know, Greens Point, that they always called Guns Point, but now, you know, Christians are calling it God's Point to try to bring people hope and encourage to stop the violence. And they actually performed the song in a prison, is what I'm seeing in H-Town. Another thing about this, I saw a story that I guess somebody is wanting to send like prisoners to West Texas, and in my mind I'm thinking oil fields, and hey, what are we going through right now, gas prices and stuff like that. like, and people were talking about we need to have our own independent, like, you know, resources that we, you know, have our, you know, that we use ourselves. We don't just export it to other countries and stuff. And I'm thinking, man, if they send prisoners out west where there's oil fields, they could be getting, like, jobs or, like, doing labor and work out there, kind of like the movie Holes, you know, and doing it just to build character. And they could be, like, doing oil rigs and construction and stuff like that. Some people might think that's a bad idea, but, you know, I'm just throwing stuff out there that it might be a good idea, it might not be. But I think it could be a potential, like, there's some labor right there that, you know, these kids nowadays, there's jobs available to them, but they don't want to work. And what if these people who had a chance to go to work, but they decided on living a life of crime, can now go and learn how to work, and, you know, they can go work in the oil field and do some hard work and labor, you know, to kind of pay their dues, you know. Anyways, that's just an idea, and I'm getting off track here. Gifted the flamethrower, which is GIFTED, and then DA, and then flamethrower, THROWA. He has mixtapes on a website. If you Google him, I'm sure it comes up. You can download those mixtapes for free and jam them. There's a lot of good songs, like Building Bridges with Trey Nine in it. And I like that song. That's one of my favorite ones. So y'all can check that song out, because it's, like, really encouraging. It's promoting unit. Excuse me. I drink a lot of soda, so I burped. It's promoting unity. Another song I've been jamming is Rick Meek's. It's a 2022 single, H-Town Till We Lay Down, featuring John Soto, Puntin, and who's the last one? Oh, I think it's Trill Polky or something like that. I don't remember. Trilly Polk? Maybe that's it. Yeah, Trilly Polk. And I honestly think they sound like Charlie Boy, the way they sang in the song on the hook. So, honestly, maybe that person is... I actually saw that they did work with Charlie Boy before. Like, this is a Houston artist, so it's probably just natural that they have similar inspired style of how they sing or rap or whatever. But yeah, he did sound kind of like one of these songs I heard with Puntin with Charlie Boy in it. Or either it was Charlie Boy with Puntin or Charlie Boy with 3J. Those are the main two Christian rappers I've heard Charlie Boy get up on a Christian rap track with. And same with some other SUC artists. You know, Puntin is one of the main ones that SUC has got down with to do some Christian stuff with. They have done some stuff with Gifted and Trey Nine. I know there's others. I just can't think of them all. There's Herb Flav, also known as H-E-R-B-F-L-A-V, and also known as Herbert Addison. So either Herb Flav or Herbert Addison. And he's got several songs with Screwed Up Click members. SUC, if you know DJ Screw, you know, this, a lot of the stuff that they rapped about in the old days, and even now, some of the members, or many of the members, they, in my opinion, they rapped worldly stuff. It's good to see that they're willing to do some, you know, positive stuff with a Christian rap artist. And maybe some of these people are believers and just, you know, are what some people call like a worldly Christian or compromising Christian, you know, like they struggle with certain things. Like, you know, you can't ever say that there's a perfect Christian, you know, we all fall short in one way or another. And that's why we need God's grace and mercy. What other songs I've been jamming? No Fear featuring Von Juan by ASAP Preach. And my introduction to him was all these songs that this one dude from Texas Bible Institute gave to me for free. His artist name was Christ Made Mexican. You could probably still find him on YouTube or on Google or something. But yeah, back in the day, his real name was Juan Medrano, and he was in like one or two groups, John 8 Crew. I don't know if he was part of other stuff, but he was promoting Hood Saint and people from Dallas and Fort Worth. And so he gave me a bunch of different artists, like all together, like gave me like a bunch of music that was either on his phone or some thumb drive. And I basically put it all in a folder together. He had like DJ, I can't even say the name, but there was like a bunch of like slowed up, like chop and screw Christian rap from Dallas and Fort Worth. And I know ASAP Preach isn't from DFW. I think he might be from Arkansas, if I'm not mistaken. But that was probably close enough that he got some of his influence to DFW. And that's why he was on that playlist by Juan, which there was a song called We Declare War, and you can hear like them praying in tongues, and then it just sounds like a battle chant anthem, like a marching band. It's kind of hard for me to explain, but you know, you get pumped up thinking, man, this is for God's team, y'all. This is for God's team. You know, like, we declare war. We're going to go win some souls. We're going to kill the devil, you know. Like, that kind of, like, hype. Yeah, No Fear is a good song. And there's also Brand New by ASAP Preach. And this one really sounds like it could hit the thugs in the face and make them believe in Jesus. Like, that's what it seems like to me. And this one was from, I guess, 2018. It sounds like it could have been released this year, last year, because it's like people like that kind of like thug sounding stuff, you know. Like, this sounds like a Christian thug, in my opinion. Or like, I don't know, there's a worldly artist that in my opinion is like demonic or whatever, like that, or they make, you know, music that's not very Christian, but I've heard one of their songs before, and I'm not recommending it, but the artist called Ghostmane released a song called Mercury, and there's like this cartoon character, a clown I've been seeing be famous on like TikTok with like its dance, Coco the Clown or something, and it's like a ghost / clown that does this like little I don't care dance or whatever, like I don't know how to describe Ghostmane, but he's got this voice, I don't care, you know. He says he don't give a, ask me if I something, and I don't give a F about a thing or something like that. But like, and I'm, like I said, I'm not recommending this artist, but I checked him out one time just to check him out and see what this artist was, because people, I think, I don't remember where I seen or heard of him. I think I heard it in the parking lot at Walmart one time. Like, what is that? You know, like, this sounds like crazy. And I just so happened to come across it again, you know, and sure enough, hey, that's what I heard at Walmart in the parking lot. But hearing that artist, they remind me of this one guy I saw on TikTok, which was a Christian artist. So I'm going to recommend the Christian version of this guy. So if you're a fan of Ghostmane, I'm going to recommend a Christian alternative that is good for your soul, or, you know, good for your walk with God. And that would be CJ Sharon. And the funny thing about CJ Sharon is he was on a TV show, a reality show. He's got a mixed family. Well, actually, he's got biological brothers and sisters, I think. Or he's got a sister named Skylar, a brother named Jonah, who produces and makes his beats for him. And then he's got a adopted sister named Danny, and she's a Asian girl. And and then I forget the parents' names. Sharon is their last name. I was thinking for a second their mom was named Sharon, but that's their last name, is Sharon. But yeah, they came from reality TV, and then CJ Sharon was popular for a while on TikTok. I'm surprised I'm not playing samples for y'all. I'm just talking and hoping y'all actually look this stuff up, and I'm not even playing y'all samples. I know it's probably lazy of me, you know. At the same time, it's just like I got a lot that I wanted to talk about that if I played samples, I'd get distracted. So y'all bear with me and look these up on your own, do your homework. But yeah, and I know I'm trying to get to the point. I was just saying that ASAP Preach reminds me of sort of like a Christian version of a little bit of like Ghostmane, but also like the Christian rapper Pyrex or Kodak White. But a lot of us know him as Pyrex. He's the white tatted up dude that has like a gangster sounding voice and even appearance, you know. And he hung out with Trey the Truth from ABN, which I don't know if Trey has changed up his slogan or what that means, the ABN. It used to be A-hole by Nature, but now it's like something else. He changed it to something nicer, I think. I don't know. I saw a slogan somewhere where he made it mean something different, you know. So I guess that's a good thing. And Pyrex, interestingly, had a face tat that said ABN, but then he, I think, did a reworking of the tattoo to make it say TBZ, because he started his own thing called Thoroughbreds. And yeah, so anyways, I'm just kind of talking, giving y'all little backstories on different artists and rappers and stuff. But yeah, like, just to wrap up talking about Ghostmane, and I'll probably not mention him anymore after this, at least in this episode. You know, I don't want to promote the guy. I hope he comes to Christ, gets saved. But as far as promoting his works now and what he makes, like, I don't want people to get sucked into his stuff. So instead, check out Brand New You, Party All Night Long. I made a song where I kind of imitated his voice a little bit, but in my own way, and it's actually not really sounding like his at all. It sounds more like something else, but I was basically kind of saying I don't care what they think about me, like when I dance for the Lord, when I, you know, get free praising Jesus, you know, like dancing like David danced, you know. I don't care what people think about me, and I want to be bold and unashamed of Jesus, you know, and taking a stance. Another Christian artist that sound like Ghostmane or any other emo artist, or even like some hip-hop old heads like Bone Thugs and Harmony. I would say Harmony Hi-C sounds kind of like that. And there's some other Christian artists that I can't remember the names. And I'd have to literally show you the song. Maybe someday I can make a thing called Artists That Sound Like Such and Such Artist. I've done that before on TikTok, but I don't got that many videos that I've made consistently and made a series like the homie Rude Addy, who's pretty much most of his videos could be said to be promoting Christian music in one way or another, whether it's alternative like Christian metal or Christian punk rock or Christian pop and Christian rap and hip hop. Like he promotes it all, and that's what I like about his stuff, because I can stay tuned and figure out some new artists to jam, you know, like by just watching his stuff. So he's a source of Christian music for me, and that's what my secret is for finding new Christian music, is to find a source who puts out stuff consistently, or at least enough that you have something to check out when you need something to check out. You know, there's, you know, sources that are constantly flowing, and then there's ones that are a little more stagnant in the sense of like updating you with new stuff, but in the sense that you know where to find it. There are times where I say, hey, I haven't heard such and such song, like free mixtape, that the world doesn't know about in a while, but I know where to go to find it. So I go there knowing that half the world doesn't know this source exists, but I know where to go. Like on SoundCloud, if I want to jam old school songs by Soldiers on a Mission and they don't have that song anywhere else, then I go straight to that SoundCloud when I want to and jam those songs. I think I need to start wrapping up, but there's some other singles I downloaded recently. OMG by Andrez Babi, AndrezBabii, and it's from, I guess it's an album, or no, it's an EP. Why do we fear still? And yeah, it's kind of got like a Latino sound to it. It says Urbano Latino 2022. And I found out about him through TikTok, and I think he's connected in one way or another to Curtis Hoppe. And I kind of get reminded of one or the other from each other, you know, like from their voice, I think, or even their hairstyle, like, or something. I don't know exactly what all reminds me of one or the other, but I think interestingly, like, certain people remind me of certain people. Like, for example, Curtis Hoppe's hairstyle reminds me of this guy named Tyler Johnson from the DRT Dead Raising Team on YouTube, you know, like for some of the old school videos, like where he had the hairstyle. I think he chopped it all off, but he had pretty much kind of like the hair I got now, like long bangs, but short all over the back, like faded. And now mine's kind of shaggy. I may or may not do what they did and chop the back off and leave the top on for a little bit longer before I chop mine off. But I just want to rock the punk rock look for a little bit, you know. But yeah, like Andrez kind of remind me of Curtis, and Curtis remind me of Andrez, and they just so happen to be connected to each other from what I see on TikTok, because Curtis commented on Andrez's thing. So anyways, Spotlights by Curtis Hoppe featuring V-Rose. You know, I was thinking of Curtis when I got that OMG song, so I decided to get some singles by Curtis. And so I got Good All Right featuring No Big Deal. That was released in 2020. So I've slept on some songs, y'all. Some good songs, and I'm sure there's more out there, y'all. Like, y'all do y'all's homework and recommend some songs to me that I'm sleeping on, you know, like, because I could be sleeping on some stuff. Like, I've been on it, but I haven't been on it, if you know what I mean. Like, I think there's no humanly way possible that every Christian will know about every hot Christian jam, you know, like, it's possible that there's people that can know a lot or more than the mass majority of everybody knows. And I feel like I'm at a place where I know a good bit of artists that other people don't know about, but that's just in time and collection of over the years. That's not in the last year itself. Like right now, I haven't invested in just going all in and looking for every single artist that and song that I can listen to be like, hey, I want to expose more Christian rap to the world, so I'm going to go and find every single one of the new jams that have been released this year and last year. Like, to be honest, I get so busy with life that I'm not going to say I've been burnt out on finding new songs, but I don't have as much time to listen to new songs and find them for myself sometimes. So, I want to announce that the homie from Engine Radio, Chris Chicago, and Lil Ange are back, and they're on SoFlo Radio. If you don't know who these people are, I'm sure you can listen to some of their old stuff on Rapzilla or some place that's archived old show episodes of Lil Ange and Chris Chicago. Chris has been kind of from place to place, like as a DJ or radio voice. He started off with Jam the Hype, I think, and Rapzilla, and he went to Engine Radio, which was a Houston Christian rap station, and they're still around. It's just different voices and different people who are the DJs now. Like, other people have come and gone. Like, at one time, La Voice Sierra was on there, and just some controversy happened, and he left, and there's somebody else that's still probably there, Marcus in the Morning, also known as Marcus Sullivan, Von Juan, the pastor of Space City Church. He was there at one time at Engine. So Engine Radio, NGEN Radio. If y'all want to look up the app, you can still listen to it, but it's no longer on the air on 91.7. If you look up 91.7 on the dial while you're in Houston, you're going to find a Christian Spanish radio station, because that's what took over, was a Spanish radio. Which I guess is a good thing, you know. There's always a win for a lose, you know, like, in one way or another for God's kingdom. I'm sure there's, like, trade-offs that happen. One thing, you know, like, it's, how can I explain it? Where, like, there's choices. There, you know, you get this thing, and you get this, this, and this. If you get this thing, you get this, this, and that. But you don't get both. So, unfortunately, the new generation that likes pop and hip-hop no longer has a on-air station that they can go to listen to that. Now it's the Spanish people in Houston being catered to. But there is a rich population of Spanish people that need Jesus music, you know. So I guess it's a win for them, but, you know, for us who like pop and hip-hop, you know, we're going to have to go back to ground, you know, not ground zero, I guess. I don't know. Like, we still have a successful community or people who are into CHH in Houston, but now we have to find new alternatives in reaching the community with this music. Like, Lord willing, we can have a radio station again, an actual digital, no, not just digital, FM signal, because we do have digital signals. SoFlo Radio is national. Any digital station is national. So I'm sure digital is a winning tool for national and worldwide fan base. But as far as like reaching a city, you know, like it's always good to have a FM signal for people who are looking for something randomly on the radio and they stumble across a station, because a lot of these digital stations, they're not going to randomly find them unless their car is like a digital car. You know, if it's old school, then you know that they might not find it. Anyways, I'm rambling on, and it's already over an hour, so like I said, I was trying to wrap up. I have three more things to mention, I guess. I got two songs by Ken Clear, who visited Von Juan's church. So I'm not too sure how much songs he has. I only saw two on iTunes, so I got them. One was called Fight Music, featuring I Am Justified. And another one was I'm Different, and I like them both. They both got a different sound. If you like sort of a mix rock rap feel, Fight Music is good. I'm Different is just kind of like, hey y'all, I'm different from the world. I'm living my own life, and I'm not ashamed or afraid to be weird and also stand for Jesus. And it's a pop song, 2021. The other one is from 2020, Fight Music is, and it's alternative is what it says as genre. And the last one is not Christian, but I've played some games on Steam. I'm a gamer, y'all. Like, I don't know if y'all would, if y'all are gamers or not, or what y'all's thoughts are on playing games as a Christian, but, you know, I play games in moderation. I don't play them too much. You know, I as far as violent games, I know that it's not real. And also, like, you know, I like stories. I like, you know, a lot of stuff that a lot of people like when it comes to watching, like, a movie or something that you know, has characters and a plot and whatnot, you know, backgrounds, art, music. Those are things I look at and learn from, and I don't always, you know, agree with the message per se or things that are in the content that I consume. But it's a eat the fish, spit out the bones kind of thing. You know, we have liberty as Christians, that we're not supposed to be legalistic and just say everything's a sin and you can't live life and do this at all. You know, you just have to be led by the Spirit in your life. You know, he'll let you know if it's not good for your soul or good for your life, and when it's time to cut it off and say no more to it. This is mostly instrumentals. There are a few songs that have words. I don't know what half of the words are saying, and so I'm not going to say I am condoning every message that's on this album that I'm about to mention. But there's a game I've been playing that's kind of political and just kind of cartoony and funny, so it's nothing to take serious. It's a game called Road 96. You're like a teenager trying to get to a border. And there's this tyrant that's in political office. He's basically trying to be president again. And he's running against a lady. And I don't know if this is jabbing or poking at Trump and Hillary. Like, when the game was released a few years ago. The soundtrack released last year, and it's mostly folk music. I'm guessing or wondering if hipsters play this game, because it's to me, when I play it, I think of hipsters and the song called The Road by Cocoon makes me think of hipsters. You know, kind of sounds like the songs my cousin Ryan Nolan would sing, sort of, or that my sister and her husband would listen to, like, and when we were going to Wimberley, Texas, and jamming, you know, stuff in the van, you know, on the way there, you know, that, and going up and down the hills, we were listening to music, and that sounds like something she would jam. But I like the song called On the Road. And by the way, this is original game soundtrack by Road 96, various artists. So On the Road by Robert Parker is one of my favorite ones. Alex the Hacker by Robert Parker. And there's other songs, I'm sure, but I'm not thinking of any right now that are my favorite. I think I like Tyrek, Party by Xilix, and I'm sure there's some of these other songs that that are fun to me. I like game music, regardless of whether I condone the message or of whatever in the game or not. Like, I look at music and think it's something that you can't say is, oh, this is like of the devil, you know. Like, you know, music itself, especially instrumentals without words, I think is something that's neutral and that you can make it a good thing. And, you know, so I enjoy the game music from Zelda, from Nintendo 64 games, from computer games I've played on Steam, and this just happens to be one of my Steam games that I play. Oh, I forgot to explain how the game goes. So you're trying to get to the border and escape the tyrant, and there's an election going on, and you can kind of help or hinder. It's a choice-based game, kind of like Life is Strange or The Walking Dead or other, like the Minecraft story mode or whatever story mode game you're playing that you make choices in. Like you're playing as a teenager trying to get to the border, but not just one teenager. You can continue that journey and play as several, and it kind of plays out in episodes with each one that you play. There's different characters that you come across from each angle every time you play as a different teen. You're running across some of the same people again and again and seeing different stories play out in these characters' lives. So yeah, and one of the kids is Alex, and that's why there's a song called Alex the Hacker, because he's like a little computer nerd kid who's got this little computer, and he does all these amazing things with his computer, and kind of inspires me because he even makes video games and stuff. And then like his mom or adopted mom is like a police officer lady, and hopefully I'm not spoiling stuff for y'all. There's a bunch of interesting characters you can learn about yourself if you ever want to play the game. And you know, like I said, it's between you and Jesus whether you want to play these games or not. And you know, I can't put 100% stamp of approval or endorsement and say I condone everything. Like it may or may not be godly in one sense or another, you know. Like I said, I eat the fish and spit out the bones. I take the good parts that I like and ignore the bad things, because there's a lot of that we have to do in life. You know, we'll work at a job where we hear somebody saying F this and F that, and are we going to just go like say, oh, I ain't going to work at a job anymore and bury my head in the sand, and I'm not going to be around people anymore because I don't want to hear those words, you know. Like I don't think any of us can do that, you know. So we're just called to be different, like that song I'm Different by Ken Clear. Anyways, I've run over the limit here, or my expected goal was, I don't know, 30 minutes to an hour, and I've already passed an hour and nearly 10 minutes. So I thank y'all for listening in to this episode of the Hot Rap Mix podcast by Brand New You. Check out hotrapmix.com. You know, that's assuming the website is still up, and I'm pretty sure it is right now of this date, 7/25/2022. But there will be a day where I have to pay for the domain again, and Lord willing, I keep it paid for, and other people will help me in the future to keep it up. But, you know, as of right now, I own the domain, and I pay for the domain. It's like renting an apartment. You don't truly own it in the sense that you'll get to keep it forever, you know, without paying for it again. So I have to every few years pay for it, I think. It depends on how much you pay. You can either pay for it to be a whole year or 2 years, I think. And I think I paid for 2 years not too long ago, so I'm good for a little bit. But, you know, years seems to slide by so quick sometimes. Yeah. Anyways, I guess that's all I got for y'all now. Those are all the songs that I've been jamming lately. I'm sure there's other stuff I've jammed, you know, through SoFlo Radio or elsewhere, but I just can't think of the names right now. And so these are just all iTunes songs that I've downloaded and purchased recently just so I can jam them in my new car or on my phone speaker or Bluetooth speaker when I'm out and about, and in hopes of evangelizing and reaching people for Jesus. You know, it may or may not win them. I don't know if it turns people off when I go to the park, and hopefully it is planting seeds that lead people to want to check out this Christianity thing as more than a religion. It's not a religion, it's a relationship with God, and knowing, you know, that you're forgiven and you're loved, and it's not about what you do but what he did. So so that's why I like to jam my Christian rap, you know, out loud in public. I don't want to be intrusive or obstructive, or like I'm not going to turn it up so loud like in a confined space or a place where like it's considered rude. But like when I'm in public and in a place where it's permissible to have your speakers and whatnot and have fun listening to music, I'm not going to be ashamed to have a Jesus song playing just because other people don't like Jesus or want to hear about God and the Bible and Christianity and this and that, you know. So anyways, I guess that's all, y'all.